Mary, Mother of Good Counsel, pray for us. Saint Mark the Evangelist, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the feast day of Saint Mark, transferred from yesterday, with the commemoration of Our Lady, the Mother of Good Counsel, and also of the Holy Popes Cletus and Marcellinus. Well, this week, children, the saints do a little shuffle. They get moved around, but that gives us a chance to see again how some saints are wonderfully humble. They don't mind giving place to another saint. And other saints are very welcoming. They don't mind sharing their day or honor with a different saint. Yesterday was the third Wednesday after Easter, so it was St. Joseph's Solemnity, and that lasts, of course, for a full 8 days, all of this week. So St. Mark, who is the great evangelist and the writer of the first of the Gospels and the shortest of them, St. Mark had to be moved to today. And so today it is our Blessed Mother herself, under the beautiful title of Good Counsel, who welcomes St. Mark to come and stand next to her. And then we remember as well today two ancient popes, one of whom is named every day in the canon of the Mass, St. Cletus and St. Marcellinus. St. Marcellinus is one of those popes who was maligned or unfairly calumniated for many, many centuries, as though he had been a traitor during the persecutions of Diocletian, which, of course, was not true, but he suffers very humbly, too. Remember, yesterday we spoke of the banquet of the virtues, children, and how humility always comes in the last place and gets served at the end and never minds about that at all. Almost every saint always shows some humility. Humility is the forgotten virtue, remember, and St. Joseph is often the forgotten saint. Today, you might say that we are meant to think about not something that is forgotten, but when we should forget about a person or a situation. You know how people say, oh, forget about it, just don't even try anymore. Today, we want to ask our Mother of Good Counsel. Counsel means guidance. Heavenly guidance, in this case from Mary, our Blessed Mother, to know when should we give up and when should we not, and really when do we need to keep on trying. Saint Mark, his symbol is the lion. But he wasn't a lion at the very beginning. He was a bit of a wayward sheep. He could have used some of our Blessed Mother's good counsel in some of the early incidents of his life when he was very young. Remember how we saw during Holy Week how St. Mark didn't have the courage to get arrested with our Lord, even though the soldiers grabbed for him, how he ran away. And later on, it was St. Mark, he was a cousin of St. Barnabas, and St. Barnabas and St. Paul used to travel together as missionaries, making converts. It was young St. Mark who had the privilege to accompany them. But he was a little young. Some young men are today still immature when they should be growing up. And he got lonely for his home, and he got discouraged, I think, and he wanted to give up. So he went home. Well, that irritated St. Paul quite a bit, because St. Paul was already a lion, and he was on fire to spread the word of God, the fire of the Holy Ghost. And then St. Mark, because sometimes young people make a mistake and then they think better of it, well, then he changed his mind, and the next time he wanted to go with them on their next trip as missionaries. And St. Paul said, absolutely not, you can't trust that Mark. He's always changing his mind. And St. Barnabas said, well, he's my cousin, and I think he's learned his lesson, and you should give him another chance. And they had to agree to disagree. And they each went their separate ways. But in God's good time, if we are patient children, everything works out, and we stay with our prayers most of all. Well, then, you see, what happened was that finally, St. Mark not only became a great helper to St. Paul, and he writes about him in his epistle, so they made up and they were friends after all, but even he was a helper to St. Peter most of all, and he listened to St. Peter's stories, and he wrote them all down in his gospel, which is the shortest of the four. St. Mark's gospel is interesting, children. It's an example of humility. If there's anything about St. Peter's honors or his prerogatives, St. Peter was so humble that he would tell St. Mark, no, don't write that down, and no, let's just erase that part. He didn't want anything about himself except his sins and how he was cowardly and how he had betrayed our Lord. St. Peter was so sorry for that and so humble that he told St. Mark, now you write that down. Oh, yes, and put that down too. That's how humble St. Peter was. So St. Mark ended up being a great help to St. Peter and Paul. And then to finish off his wonderful life, he went to Egypt. And there in Alexandria, he spread the faith miraculously and founded the church there. And he died as a martyr, having been dragged around the city all day long with a rope around his neck. That's great St. Mark. He goes to show that often the counsel of Our Lady would be, just be patient, don't jump to any conclusions. Maybe if not today, maybe tomorrow, and with prayer. But our Blessed Mother gives us an interesting example of sometimes when you do need to pull the plug, children, when Almighty God has been patient enough with a people or a place, and God in his own judgments, we say they are inscrutable, who could figure them out, says no more. So the Muslims, those wretched infidels, were invading a country called Albania. And they had taken over almost the whole country, and many of the Christians who should have fought were cowardly, and they became apostates. And finally, our Lord said to his mother, he said, my dear mother, your holy, beautiful picture is going to have to go. It was in a church in Albania. And our Lord said, this country just about finished. We're going. And so he sent some angels to take the picture of Our Lady, the Mother of Good Counsel, a copy of which is over the altar now, and for the angels to fly it over and bring it to Italy, very near to Rome, to the town of Genenzano, where there was a holy old lady who was trying to rebuild a church. Remember that story? And she wouldn't give up. She had to work all by herself, and she ran out of money. She couldn't buy any more bricks. And everybody laughed at her, but she wouldn't give up because she was following heaven's counsel not to give up. It was for the glory of God. And then one day, they're having Vespers, and everybody was at Vespers. Must have been a beautiful day. And the angels came, and they heard this beautiful singing. And they called the picture, first of all, Our Lady of Paradise, because the angels sang so beautifully, just like you children on a good day, or even more beautifully. And everyone saw the picture of the angels were carrying it. And then they built a beautiful church. They finished the church the lady had started, and she was enshrined there. No more for Albania. Albania had had its chances, and now that was finished. So you see, children, sometimes the plug does get pulled. Sometimes God says, enough. And other times, God says, wait a little longer. Our Lord shows us that in the gospel. There's one story about a fig tree, a parable, in which our Lord says, well, the farmer says it didn't give any fruit this year, but let's dig it up and put some manure and some fertilizer and give it another chance. But our Lord, during Holy Week, was going to Jerusalem one day to teach, and he was a little bit peckish and he wanted a snack, and he reached for a fig on a certain fig tree, and there was no fruit there. And our Lord cursed the fig tree. And the next day, when the apostles walked by it, they noticed it was all withered up. The lesson? Let us bear fruit. Let us do God's will today and not wait for tomorrow. But at the same time, let us hope and pray through Our Lady for God's patience for us and for others. How do we know the difference? Good counsel. We turn to our Blessed Mother, and she'll help us to figure out those difficult things. We live in difficult times, children. We need good counsel almost every day. That's why we should always pray, especially here, where our Blessed Mother has helped us and helped our school so very much of late, to our Mother of good counsel every day. We should visit her image, usually in the side chapel, and say a little prayer of thanks to her and more assistance. The forgotten virtue is humility, and sometimes we need to forget about people or things and just give up, but other times we shouldn't. And how do we know the difference? Let's not forget to go to Mary. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.